This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to visit with senior leader at RSM, Matt Wolf. Matt's a brilliant thinker on what's going on in the healthcare economy. He's going to talk to us today about healthcare inflation and how ravaging that is. Matt, why don't you take a moment to introduce yourself and then take it right away to talk to us about healthcare inflation and what you're seeing.
Happy to. Thanks for having me on, Scott. My name is Matt Wolf. I'm a healthcare senior analyst and director at RSM and our healthcare consulting practice, and thrilled to be able to talk about an issue that we've been tracking very closely in our role as analysts in addition to client servers, which is healthcare inflation. Like every other sector in the economy and our own personal finances, healthcare is definitely feeling the effects of inflation, whether it's the cost of medical goods, supplies, or certainly labor. It's been pretty robust. Now, in some areas, actually, healthcare has seen a little bit lower inflation than other ecosystems, other sectors, like, for example, construction costs. Construction costs for new buildings has gone up about 20% for healthcare since the beginning of the pandemic, which is a lot, less than other ecosystems, but still significant, especially when we consider that for most healthcare providers, at least, we don't really have the same leverage to pass those cost increases along to patients or certainly to payers that other organizations, other entities might do, right? We can't simply raise prices. So as we're faced with rising construction costs, rising labor costs, rising supply costs, also the cost of maintaining our buildings has increased about 16 or 17% since the pandemic began. We really have to think about new strategies for dealing with that. We still do need some physical health care, but what does that look like going forward with physical health care versus virtual health care? You know, nobody knows exactly what the future of reimbursement and coverage will look like for virtual health care, but given all of the cost that is increasing, whether it's inflationary, transitory or not, into healthcare and our inability to really raise prices, we need to start thinking of some new solutions, some new ways to address some of this rising inflation and margin pressure.
But your point is so well taken, because in some industries you could pass those prices on to the consumers. In healthcare, there's both legislative blocks in that in places like California and Maryland. There's built-in pricing done by Medicare. There's payer contracts. So healthcare providers and systems are facing lots of rising labor costs and supply costs, but they're very limited in their ability to pass it on to consumers. So it's really a trick bag, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're recording this a day before we're likely to get the next 1% in Medicare sequestration hits. It's really difficult and challenging. And I think that would be hard enough, right? Just to, how do you manage these margins? Where, how do you look into your supply chains and find improvements where you can? We've actually been, helping a lot of clients take a serious look at their supply chains, not only because there's cost savings, there's also maybe ways to reduce carbon footprints and things like that that are important to a lot of providers. Where can we find some of that waste, drive it out? Not only good for the environment, good for margins, everybody's happy. So that's, one strategy, and that might be simple enough. But, the other point is, too, we've also kind of reached this inflection point with virtual care. And so, it used to be where you want to see patients, you build a hospital, you build an ASC, you build out a medical office building. You have this physical presence, this physical location, and that's very expensive. But how can we leverage virtual care now that our patient populations are more adopted to it, more accepting of it, in a way that might help us reduce some of those costs, so we don't necessarily have to build as much physical infrastructure? But that's its own challenging question, because we just don't know what will reimbursement and coverage rates look like in the future. If we had clarity on that, I think it would make it a lot simpler. We might see another opportunity to drive some costs out of the system. But at this point, it's still it's still pretty uncertain.
I mean, what a fascinating perspective. And it does seem like you're seeing some of the results of this. I know Ascension recorded almost $1 billion loss in the first quarter. All of a sudden, you're seeing other large systems, huge systems, taking a slashing to middle management ground, even the vice president level, the senior vice president level, in an effort to cut cost, because they essentially, there's certain places, clinical help, information technology help, certain help that's not movable. You can't get rid of it. And so it really is this issue of, you know, you're seeing another round of losses, slashing people and other things that are a real challenge due to this healthcare inflation. And the great challenge of healthcare inflation is there's limits to being able to pass it on. It's a fascinating situation, Matt.
Right. And I think, you know, if we can't pass on the costs, and if we can't find ways to reduce expenses that improve margins, then I think what we'll suffer is access to that care, right? At a time when the other thing the pandemic exposed, I think, for a lot of leaders and executives is just how much we do as a nation, as a total healthcare system, struggle with access. And if we can't kind of make the economics of healthcare work in this higher inflation environment, then I think access will suffer.
Not even a question. You see different places, different communities closing down a certain amount of operating rooms, a certain amount of behavioral health resources, different resources to try and curtail costs and streamline whether businesses and so forth. But I think to some of the points you made earlier, technology we hoped was part of the solution. We certainly see it in, you know, automating things, automating revenue cycle, outsourcing things, trying to cut costs. The more that AI and RPA can be applied and take out some of those staffing costs, particularly even jobs that are really hard to fill, the better off we are. So you constantly just think, recruit, retain, and automate whatever you can, because it just is it's a real challenge on the margin side for not-for-profit and for-profit healthcare businesses. What a fascinating perspective. Matt, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Is there anything else you wanted to add to that that our listeners really had to hear about healthcare inflation? Because it just seems like a total debacle right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is a good opportunity to reevaluate supply chains. You know, we've worked with a lot of hospitals and other systems where, you know, they have purchasing departments, they understand what's kind of going on, but it's been a long time since they really gave a hard look at their supply chain. And not even just things like, let's reduce the number of different types of orthopedic screws we carry or things like that. I think, you know, so much in technology has changed, and there are so many ways to apply analytics to the supply chain to drive down cost that if you were to take a look at that, you'd find some value there. I think, you know, our benchmark is kind of around 12 to 13% of net patient revenue should be in some of those sort of direct supply chain costs. And if you're above that, it's probably time to take another look at that and think there's probably some ways you can find some margin there to help support your mission and your bottom line.
Oh, thank you very, very much, Matt. It's helpful. It's frightening. It's daunting. Thank you for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. It really is. It's just a daunting challenge in health systems. You got more and more restrictions. The states that want to impose price caps on health systems, you've got price caps naturally set by Medicare and Medicaid programs, and you've got payers who aren't providing much relief, and at the same time, cost of running a system are going up. So it is really challenging. And your point on looking at the supply chain more closely, as much as they can, certainly, but not easy.
Absolutely, yeah. It's these supply caps, reduction in reimbursement, it's a price ceiling. Like you learn in microeconomics, it leads to rationing, reduced access, and it just creates a really challenging operating environment for a group of leaders and people that have had a extremely challenging 2.5 years to try to navigate this and come out better. And I'm sure we will. I know the, you know, healthcare leaders and clinicians and operations folks are very, very resilient and thoughtful. But it's just, you know, one more burden that we're all gonna just struggle with.
It sure seems like it. Matt, again, thank you for joining us. It's always great to visit with you. One of the most listened to guests on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Real different today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast to talk about healthcare inflation. For more information, people can reach Matt Wolf at RSM, one of the great, you know, consulting accounting firms in the country, and a great healthcare practice, a great private equity practice. Matt Wolf, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.